And the long-awaited and much-awaited Kiwanis Ale Fest is almost here, and by almost here, I mean it kicks off today. Tickets to the Ale Fest in Prince George are long gone. The demand's so strong for the event that, well, it's motivating its organizers to make this weekend celebration, well, that much bigger. Now, beer fans in Prince George have two major brew-focused events this weekend. Eric Ball is the head of marketing for the event, and he joins me live in our Prince George studio this morning. Hey, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us on this early morning. For those who have no idea, have never been or have never heard of it, what is Ale Fest for those who do not know?
So this is our third year we've been running it. So Ale Fest is put on by our Kiwanis Prince George organization here. It's something that we decided we wanted to do for our community and something to get the community involved, create something, some downtown entertainment. So from there, Kiwanis Ale Fest was launched 3 years ago. Slowly, we kind of gained interest. The first year, we sold out in 6 weeks. Uh-huh. Last year, we sold out in a week. This year, we sold 1,200 tickets in 10 minutes.
Demand, super strong.
Absolutely, yeah.
So Ale Fest, I'm thinking beer. What are you talking about here? What kind of products are we talking about here?
So we're talking about craft beer. So not your mega craft or your maker beer industries. So like your Budweiser, your Canadian, or things like that. We're talking small scale, small production, but like small focus, wonderful flavors, aromas, smells, tastes, all like accented and kind of brought out in a small craft batch of beer. And these brewers have just been springing out all over the place.
They sure have. Because, I mean, absolutely. It was like 2013, we first started seeing these craft beer operations starting to get going up here. There weren't any before. I mean, I think there was one like 5-6 years ago, and then that kind of went away. But we've now seen like how many are operating right now here.
Well, there's going to be later this year, there's going to be two in Prince George. Our new Crossroads is opening within the next couple of months here. Fingers crossed sooner than later. And then also, we also have Trench Brewing that's also opening later this year. So that's two great craft breweries in Prince George.
Yeah, and not to mention the others, though. Like
of
all
course,
the region,
north.
Right?
We have out in Prince Rupert, we have Wheelhouse Brewing, which is they're incredible guys out there. Sherwood Mountain and Terrace. Then we also have the wonderful crew down in Barkerville Brewing, just southwest in the Gold Rush. And that's in Quesnel. And then also Three Ranges in Valemont with Michael and Rundy. So they're an amazing team out there as well. So it's so great.
And a lot of these just popped up, like I mentioned, in the last few years. It's not like they've been around for like 20 years.
Within the last 3 or 4 years. These have come out of nowhere. These are people that are passionate about beer, making a difference, and just having some fun with it. They're just they're there to make some beer.
You mentioned that the tickets sold out an incredible amount, super fast. You've seen the rise of craft beer. Are you surprised by the popularity of craft beer and your event in Prince George and the North?
Not necessarily surprised. I think it's something that it's long awaited from the North. It's something that it's kind of taken a little bit while to grasp on by everybody. Mm-hmm. But once it's happening, everyone's getting more and more excited, and which is a great thing because as people get more excited and more interested in it, more beer is brought into our local liquor stores and there's more options in restaurants, and which is great because then it gives you more possibilities to try new things, get out and sample some new things, be adventurous. That's what craft beer is all about. Grab a bottle, share it with amongst some friends.
All right. Now, at what point did you realize, hey, you know, it might be time to expand this event?
Well, in 10 minutes, like that's incredible. Prince George has jumped on board. We're like, oh, maybe we'll sell it out in a couple of days this year because last year was a week. So that was really awesome. We were surprised then. This year, obviously, it kind of took off and we decided that with all the feedback and phone calls and emails and everything I was getting, people wanted more. People wanted to get involved. So we decided to expand this event this year, which has been great.
Two events. What's the difference between the two and what can people expect this weekend?
So the first one is our craft Kiwanis Ale Fest. That one is our regular beer festival, which we had the last 3 years. That's held at the Two Rivers Gallery, downtown Prince George here. So it's a wonderful venue. That is a ticketed event. Unfortunately, all those tickets are sold out. There are three sessions, Friday tonight, tomorrow afternoon, and tomorrow night. If you have a ticket to go, that's wonderful. Second one, it's a cask beer weekend. So cask beer is small. They're like kegs. You produce the beer in them. The beer flavors grow and just accent and flavor and aroma. And then they actually serve the beer right out of those casks as well. We've partnered with our Northern BC breweries. We've partnered with our local restaurants, and to create a mini beer tour and just go out and explore and try taste,
sample, enjoy, and just meet the people behind it, and just kind of a. And how many? You said 1,200. The other event is basically. What are we expecting here for numbers?
The other event is completely unticketed, so you don't need a ticket. Go out. Support your downtown businesses. So we partner with our six local restaurants that do produce craft beer and are involved with us. So we have Cask downtown. We have Copper Pig. We have Twisted Cork. We have Black Clover. We have Nancy O's. And we have the new Batula Burning Pizzeria as well. Mm-hmm. They're all serving craft beer produced by Northern BC Brewers. That was our key, is support in the north. So that's Barkerville, Sherwood Mountain, Wheelhouse, and Three Ranges, all producing beer just for these restaurants downtown. This is beer you can't get in liquor stores. You can't get anywhere else. Mm. Made specialty just for this weekend. Get out and sample it. It's going to be amazing.
Eric Ball is in charge of marketing for the Kiwanis Ale Fest and Cask Beer Weekend. Tickets to the Ale Fest are sold out. The Cask Beer Weekend, a non-ticketed event happening Friday and Saturday. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me. We're very excited.
Wonderful.